Chapter 7. Jay Ingersoll came into Daisy Dykes at 3:10 in the afternoon and spotted Jesse sitting at the counter. He walked over.
"Chief Stone," he said, "I'm Jay Ingersoll."
"How do you do?" Jesse said. Ingersoll was tall and lean, with thick white hair cut short and a dark tan. His dark summer suit fit him well, and he looked to Jesse like a man who probably played a lot of tennis.
"Mind if I join you?" Ingersoll said.
Jesse gestured at the stool next to him. Ingersoll sat. He had small, handsome character wrinkles around his eyes and deep parenthetic grooves at the corners of his mouth.
"Apple pie?" Ingersoll said.
"Mm-hmm," Jesse said.
"Looks good,"
Ingersoll said. "Daisy makes a nice pie," Jesse said.
"Was time when I was your age," Ingersoll said. "I could have pie in the middle of the afternoon and still stay in shape."
"Sometimes I have two pieces," Jesse said. The young woman behind the counter came down, and Ingersoll ordered black coffee. When it came, he stirred in two packets of Splenda. He raised the cup toward Jesse and said,
"Cheers."
Jesse raised his empty fork in response, and Ingersoll sipped some coffee.
"Whoa," he said, "hot."
"Often is," Jesse said. Jesse noticed that Ingersoll's cheeks dimpled when he smiled.
"I'm Betsy Ingersoll's husband," he said.
"I know," Jesse said.
"I just wanted to tell you that I thought you handled that incident at the school like a pro," Ingersoll said. "No press, nothing blown out of proportion."
Jesse patted his mouth with his napkin.
"I am a pro," he said. "I assume you've closed the file on it," Ingersoll said.
"Mm-hmm," Jesse said.
"Mm-hmm, what?" Ingersoll said.
"Mm-hmm, I hear what you're saying. And my assumption is correct?"
"No."
"You haven't closed the case," Ingersoll said.
"Not yet," Jesse said.
"For God's sake, why not?" Ingersoll said. "There's no crime here."
"Haven't found one yet," Jesse said. "I figured there'll be some civil action."
"And if there is?" Ingersoll said.
"I thought I'd watch," Jesse said. "See what I could see." The lines around Ingersoll's mouth deepened.
"What the hell are you after, Stone?"
"You representing her?"
"I'm her husband, for Christ's sakes."
"And her lawyer?" Jesse said.
"Whether or not I personally represent her," Ingersoll said, "you can be sure my firm will be involved."
"Rita Fiore?" Jesse said.
"She's a criminal litigator," Ingersoll said. "How do you know Rita?"
"I'm the chief of police," Jesse said. "I get around."
"You see this as your big chance," Ingersoll said. "Make a name, make some money. What's this about?"
"I think your wife violated those girls' rights," Jesse said.
"Oh, for Christ's sake, Stone."
"You asked," Jesse said.
"Would I have done it?" Ingersoll said.
"No, I suppose not. Betsy is probably a little more authoritarian than I am, I guess. It's no easy job being a school administrator."
"Uh-huh."
"But no harm was done. No one was injured. No crime was committed," Ingersoll said.
"So you say."
"I have, of course, talked with Howard Hannigan about this," Ingersoll said. "And he assures me that his office has no interest in pursuing the incident."
"I'm sure he doesn't," Jesse said.
"But you do," Ingersoll said.
"I'm not ready to clear it," Jesse said.
Ingersoll was silent for a moment. Then, with his hands folded tightly on the counter, he leaned toward Jesse a little. "You are a small-town policeman," Ingersoll said. "You were fired from your last job. I am the managing partner of the biggest law firm in the state. If you continue to be an annoyance, I will bury you."
"No doubt," Jesse said.
He laid a $5 bill on the counter and stood and walked out of the restaurant.